push all the buttons. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. It's All Fish and Chips, the podcast. My name is Thor, and I am ready for a gong-banging good time.
Remember.
This is episode 41 of the podcast. Very excited. We are into our middle age. I'm going to discuss this.
I like that we've been in our middle age for like 12 episodes now.
Probably.
Yeah. It's a chunk. Yeah.
We've been going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah, it's been like a midlife. Well, I was waiting until we got to 40 to have the official midlife crisis, but then I'll discuss why that didn't happen. We'll just get into this because we already started without the introduction. So to my left, still hoping it'll warm back up in the traditional garb of shorts and a sweatshirt, we've got Bubby.
Where fantasy meets ecstasy.
And next to Bubby, there is not an empty chair. It is, in fact, Tyler.
How do you like them, Apple?
And then back from parts unknown on our big vacation slash work trip slash incarceration, we've got Amanda.
I traveled 1,100 miles today to be here.
Oh, is that true?
Yay. Yeah.
Holy hell.
We're glad you win. We are glad you're here.
Yeah, you officially get the award of I traveled the furthest for this podcast. I traveled 3 miles to this podcast from work and 0 miles if you count that it's my house. Yes. This is episode 41, Bubby. You will note that it is not episode 40, even though last week I did the full intro for episode 39 again. And had to cut it out of the podcast because I had written it in the notes wrong. And I had 2 weeks that said episode 39.
Okay.
So me and Bubby did not celebrate episode 40 because we didn't think it was episode 40. Yeah. But a lot of things went wrong last week. So we're just all lucky a podcast happened.
Right.
How's everybody doing? I mean, the weather's kind of warming back up.
Yeah, we're getting geared up. I think summer's right around the corner. Things are getting nice. Birds are chirping. The garden's going.
I'm finally getting some grass to grow in that big-ass bald patch of dogs killed off during the winter. My father-in-law's grass, by the way, is like it's like a shag carpet out there, dude. It's lush. I don't know how he's doing. He's got a guy.
There must be a guy.
He's got a guy coming out and doing some lawn.
Because I got dandelions.
Oh, yeah. I got
That's what I got.
My front yard, dude. I had a mow this weekend, and only because I had 5,000 dandelions that were already like bloomed and blew away.
So I don't understand that. So there's two or three neighbors that I have, no dandelions, but there's nobody that treats their yard. I see them mow it, so you don't have the weed man or, you know, whoever come out and treat it.
They're not putting down weed and feed in the first of the year.
But like my yard, the guy next to me, just full of dandelions.
So my front yard is all dandelion, right? My, I have 3 yards for all intent and purpose. The penned in area that my dogs are in is like 16 shades of different types of Kentucky bluegrass that I have tried to reseed that area over and over again because it used to be like a gravel, like turnaround parking spot for the former owners of this house. Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Water, I guess.
Oh, that's all right. It's probably not going to rain down on us. There's a lot of pipes down here, so you'll hear a lot of water go.
It's probably normal.
So that's all I can tell you. And then the back is like half new grass because when they remodeled the house next door, they were going driving through my backyard, so they had to reseed all that. And then half clover. And the rabbits love that shit, and Dudley loves them rabbits. So he loves
win-win.
Yeah, that works out well for everybody.
Circle of life.
I feel like I talk amongst yourself for a second.
Just for my own personal enjoyment, someday when I have some time, I'm going to go back and listen and find out exactly how many times. I'm sure it's in almost every podcast at least once, you saying, for all intent and purposes.
For all intent and purposes. I'll put it on the card.
At least once.
Yeah, it's part of our bingo thing now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
100%. I haven't added 100% yet, but 100%. We've shrink. That's on there. And now we'll add for all intent and purpose.
So I got a story from this weekend. Nothing that really ties in anything we're talking about.
And I will...
I'm not going to stop you. I just want to say, me and Bubby have to get back to something that we brought up on the last podcast that involved you.
Okay.
So don't let me forget, Bubby.
So as I've mentioned before, from time to time, I do a side job at a performing arts center here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple of shows this weekend. Everything went really well. And I told my friend, because if you've ever worked a show, for some reason, there is something about the set list that people that like the show, they want to take the set list home with them. Like they
yeah, which I don't.
At
I don't,
the concert.
I don't right? understand even a little bit. Like, this is just the order of the things that yes. they did.
So you
that
you were present the moment. For. You so, gotta relive it.
Is that how I'm reliving it? Not the t-shirt or the...
Some people, when things go into their head in an order, it just scrambles and then it never comes out the same way again. So if you get the set list...
reference that and like listen to them in order again?
Yeah. No, you're going to create a playlist for
that's
the house.
That's 100% what they do. Okay.
Get on Spotify and make that playlist again.
Yeah.
So me being me, knowing that someone's going to ask for a set list, I told the production manager, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to pick up the main set list, I'm going to wad it up, not look at anybody, and just put it in my pocket and walk off. So just everybody's disappointed, right? So I go out there, and I'm doing my
that's,
thing.
That's solid work, by the way.
Just because I know someone's going to ask. So I go out there, and I pick the set list up, and inevitably someone's like, hey, I got a question. And I'm like, here it comes. Here's the set list question. So I'm getting ready to wad this thing up, right? And he goes, would it be weird? Could I get his towel?
Oh, it would
that,
be.
That I just brought him for the encore and just like soaked himself off with. It was laying on the floor. And this guy thought it was appropriate to ask for his sweat-soaked towel. I was like...
Now, can you say who this artist was?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm kind of curious who this artist was and why somebody wanted his...
David Archuleta.
Oh, country. Gotcha. Oh, no, gospel.
Pop. He's pop. No, he was a Christian artist. Came out, bisexual, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Out of the church. Now he's
just out of that sumbitch, did you?
Well, he did. He talked about it all over the stage.
Oh, okay. So. It's not a secret.
No.
I thought you were just giving away secret news, like breaking here on the... breaking live on the news. Oh, I don't have the thing turned up. I suck.
So the correct response would have been something like, oh, no, sir, that's weird. All I could say was, that's the venues. We're going to have to wash that. That's all I could get out.
Well, can I just at least drink the sweat? Before you wash it? So,
that was the story. I'd never had that happen to me. Guitar pick, set list.
Is this a guy or a girl who asked
it? It was
for
a
that?
Guy. It was like a 60-year-old man.
Oh, that's
even more weird.
Exactly.
I have a lot of questions, and then I don't want the answer to any of them.
Exactly. So that all right. The highlight of my weekend.
Now, Tyler, we're gonna loop back here.
Okay.
Last time you were live on the podcast with us here in the Radon Dungeon, you got to enjoy the sweet tea moonshine.
I partook in it, yes.
Okay. Then I told Bubby there's more to the story after you left.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
What did I do?
You went home.
Oh, so I went home. And so that stuff,
wow.
That stuff ruined my entire night, dude. So I get home, and I usually go home and I'll have a beer or two. I'll, you know, go out and play with the kids before dinner and just kind of relax a little bit. I think I threw up three times.
Getting before you drank
less
the beer?
Than half a beer down because that stuff ruined my night. My wife was mad at
you
me.
You mixed beer and whiskey.
Well, it had nothing to do with that.
But he did it in the right order, at least.
It was one shot was all that I took. And it was like, what, an hour and a half by the time I got home? And that
at least.
Wrecked the rest of my night, dude. Every time I'd take a couple sips, I'd go sick. And I finally had to pour that beer out, sit down, because I could not drink it.
That's funny.
All right, so.
Destroyed my afternoon.
I've got an addendum to this as well. So my wife has had that 100-year cough that I had. Mm-hmm. And my cure to the 100-year cough was to take another shot of that Malort, and it burned that right off the back of my face, right? So I've been telling her, you know, you can get rid of that thing. All I got to do is take that shot of Malort. She goes, yep. I can't drink that by myself. I was like, fine. I'll go with you. I don't even care anymore.
Like, I know what's coming. I know what's on the way.
Yeah. So we pour the shots, do the shots. By the way, it did clear up her cough. So if you have a persistent cough, may I suggest Jepson's Malort as the medicinal alcohol that it is?
It sure is.
So I did that shot, and then I was like, I'm going to go mow the grass. And I'm just mowing the small part in the front of my house. And I get about halfway, maybe two-thirds of the way through that. And I'm like, I don't feel so good. I'm getting like lightheaded. Like I don't have enough. I'm not drunk or anything, but I'm getting like lightheaded and a little sweaty. And I'm like, I probably need to sit down for just a second because Jepson's Malort have got me again.
I don't think Malort is for the active lifestyle.
No,
I don't think it like says take a drink and go for a spin.
No, no, it's for like the laying on the couch sucking on a Cheerio for nourishment alcohol. You know, just enough to keep you.
Laying in a hammock on the beach.
Oh, no, that hammock is way too movie. You need a solid service after some Malort. a nice concrete slab might be good for you. A cool tile floor might be good for you. I would not suggest anything that requires dexterity to get in and out of. So yeah, Tyler got did wrong. I'm gonna leave that stuff over there. Yeah. I don't even want to throw it away. I'm just gonna let it sit there and remind me of bad choices I've made. that was the wrap up for last week.
Yeah.
I told Bubby that
in short, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
I know. I lived it.
Yeah. Who makes that? I want a bad mouth.
That is American Born.
Yeah. Don't drink that stuff, people. No. It's not for you.
But if you would like to sponsor the podcast, American Born.
American Born, you can kick rocks. I did set up the sponsorship tier for the podcast. So as I told Bubby last week, for $20 or $25, you can get 4 ad reads for the month, and we'll read whatever you want.
Yep.
Don't even care.
Doesn't even have to be an ad. I'll just read it.
Yeah, I don't care. If you just want to write like a paragraph of how much you hate Bubby, we'll read it. We don't care.
Wait, what?
It's plausible.
We'll make Bubby read it.
Right?
We're
going to make Bubby read it.
I suck pecan.
Be fun for everybody. All right. Mm-hmm. Weather gotten cold again.
Yep.
Right?
Did.
You know what that means. Snakes is looking for places to keep warm. Okay.
Big crackheads were ducking out somewhere.
No. So I'm sitting in the house last night in my office, and then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose in the kitchen. Just the loudest scream I have heard in this house ever. And I'm like, shit, I hop up, I go run in there. And as I get about two-thirds of the way to the kitchen, and this is not very far from my office to the kitchen, I hear, never mind, you don't have to come in here, never mind.
Don't look.
But it's too late because I'm already in there, so I'm going to take a look. And she's backed up all the way against the fridge, and she's staring down the kitchen through the doorway into the dining room. And I look to the right, and the cat is batting something around. She goes, I thought it was a snake. It was a, you get your Amazon package and you peel that paper tape off the top.
Yeah.
It was just a little hunk of that paper tape that the cat had found. He was just smacking it around the living room because it's fun.
Playing with it.
But she thought for sure it was a snake and lost her mind.
And my grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, this is not a rubber snake.
Call the cops.
I'm coming to shoot that piece of paper because, my God, the cat's got it, and it must be that. He hid back there behind Bubby for my wife's podcast and came shooting out like two-thirds of the way through. And they all freaked out for that too. So we have not had one in the house yet.
That's exciting.
I saw your Jordan, snake balls out there.
Jordan, go ahead and skip ahead for about, I don't know, 30, 45 seconds. There's been a couple in the backyard that I almost got one with the mower, and I had to shoo him out of the yard. Because he was not interested in getting out of the way. And I was like, buddy, I got to mow through here. And
yeah.
I'm like, come on, go, and kind of shoot him off into the neighbor's yard. But I've not seen a single snake in the house so far.
I got one by accident the other day with a weed eater.
Come on, buddy.
I've done that before.
Just accident.
Weed eater's not fare well with a snake.
No.
Those things.
No.
Was it right up against the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I got the one time I got one down in Branson was creeping along the side of the house. And I was cutting all the weeds out of it. Whoop, whoop. And you're like, oopsie doopsie, sorry.
Yep.
Your reaction's not fast enough to say that.
No. There ain't no reaction in the world is fast enough to say that. He is gone. Anybody have anything they want to chat about here? Otherwise, I want you to keep on.
Go ahead. I'm trying to think of something. I've got another thing on my tongue. I can't.
Is this for here or is this for?
It's for you.
Oh.
Aw.
Is this for the podcast or is this for later?
I don't care.
Okay. Amanda had a package. Oh, okay. It's not breakable.
Yeah,
turns out it's not breakable.
At least it's not anymore.
It's not glass. Used to be a puppy. So Amanda traveled 1,100 miles. Hopefully, we get an update of
sure
of where
shenanigans,
where you were, and why everyone had to suffer through me and Bubby on our own. So she has brought me it's a paper bag with pink tissue paper on the top. I'm very excited about this. We're gonna open it up and see what's going on. It's all wrapped up in there. Here's some ASMR for you folks.
Oh, that's nice, I think you right? smashed it against your face.
You gotta pay extra for this on some podcasts. Now we're gonna open her up and see what we got. Uh-oh. Oh hell
yeah.
It's a Myrtle Beach bucket hat. Come on now.
Nice.
I took my glasses.
Hell yeah.
Your glasses are already gone.
Just check it.
It's your headphones.
It's just headphones.
Yep. Okay, Gilligan.
Everybody get your cameras.
Amanda was there when I lost my good bucket hat.
That's why I thought you deserved another one.
Right? So we were...
It's probably not as good, but...
This was on the float trip of doom, right? That I lost that?
Yeah.
Very nice.
We haven't talked about that, have we?
Yeah, we have.
Because
it was the first episode.
Yeah, I blamed Brian for all of that stuff.
Yeah.
That was the one where the canoe kept tipping over us on us. Mm-hmm. And then I finally got in the tippy canoe, and it tipped over on me a bunch of times too. And then I had a hat from the Circle B campground. Shouts out to the good folks of the Circle B campground in Eminence, Missouri, Jack's Fork. And I had that hat forever, and I went floating with that hat all the time.
Yeah.
And then we went over once, and it sank to the bottom, and I never was able to find it again. I found a bunch of others, found a knife and a bunch of other things while I was looking for it, but I did not find that hat. So thank you, Amanda.
To tail off on that a little bit, I gotta brag on myself.
All right.
So you brag away.
Pat yourself on the back.
Come on, Bubby, get over there and pat him for
it. We went camping last year down at this place that we like to go to on the lake. There's a swim area and fish. All
uh-huh. Shout out or no?
Shout out to Mill Creek.
All right, Mill Creek.
Yeah. So we're out there. There's a public swimming area, and I'm, you know, chest deep or so swimming around. I got my sunglasses on.
I got my head glasses on. Versus his penis glasses. He ain't got them on.
I got my sunglasses on the top of my head, right? And I'm like, I'm going to go underwater. So down I go, right?
Right.
Swim 10 or 12 feet, come back up. Those glasses are gone.
Gone.
I'm in 8 feet of water.
8 feet of water.
You know, and I'm swimming around. I find them.
Oh.
Digging around. So I beeline. I make back where I was at, start digging with my feet, right? Find them. Ah, I'm a winner. 5 minutes later, I did the same thing. did not learn my lesson. Twice, I found those glasses.
Oh, look at you.
8 feet of open water.
There you go.
I was completely surprised. I thought I'd never see those things again.
That's pretty good.
So just thinking of losing things in the water.
I had to find the boat keys once like that at the dock.
You're kind of strapped at that point. You got
to
find
it. Yeah, no, that's exactly how that kind of worked. I had to go in there to that murky, like right around the dock water, and just fishing around looking for that.
Full of hooks that have been.
Oh yeah, just hooks and fish and dead piranhas,
lures,
painted things going. You know, the fish that go swim up your urethra. You know, just
you never know.
Just deadly waters, and I'm digging around for this damn boat keys. I'm definitely not going to pay for another set of them boat keys because you know they ain't cheap.
So was this a rental that you had?
Yeah, this is a rental.
Oh yeah, so they were going to charge you $100 for that damn key,
at least,
even though they had one.
Yeah, they got three spares of that key, but they're going to charge me to go down to Walmart and make a new one for $3. So I was down there today. I finally found them. I did find them because I wasn't going to give up till I went home. I've seen people lose wedding rings and stuff down there, and they've never found them. Nope. So
you find something in a lake, you're doing something because usually it's gone forever.
Yeah. They got that's some people just, that's what they do for fun. They just go down there. Not the magnet fishers, like scuba diver guys. Yeah,
I can't do that. I can't see. I can't go down and see like a foot in front of me and diving around in murky water like that and feel comfortable. Like that would just.
Oh, you don't like that? That's not for you?
Freak me out.
So my whole family is scuba certified, except for me. That's not for me. I don't want to drown. But they're all scuba certified. At one point, after I had moved out of the house, they all said, hey, Thor's gone. So let's go ahead and do fun family things now. Because we've never done this before. So they all went and got like certified to go scuba diving. And they did it all in a pool and what have you. And then my dad went. They went down to, I don't know, somewhere warm water, you know, either off Florida or Caribbean somewhere.
Is that where they do their sign off or whatever?
So. No, they already done their sign off. So this was like his first like open water, like dive and stuff. And he's down there doing his dive, you know, and it's a group of people down there. And this fish swims up, dude, and just takes a hunk out of his ear. Just wakaza! Just bites him right on the ear.
Where's that in your training?
Right there. Yeah, where's defense against fish? Defense against the dark arts here. We need some training on that. So that fish bit him on the ear. He never went back. He was done. He's like, fuck it. Fish is after me. I'm done. Just quit scuba diving.
That's
after
a
that.
Lot of investment to go one time.
Right? That's the way, though, dude. You get into something, like you do all the stuff. You get into it heavy. You pay a bunch of money. You get a bunch of shit. You do it once, and you're like, all right, I did that.
Now what?
Oh, fuck me.
What's next?
Talk
amongst yourselves. He's got things to do over there. He's writing a...
Memoirs.
He's writing his will.
I said my own damn last name.
Yeah.
No one pointed it out.
Well... You caught it real quick.
Yeah.
Didn't want to interrupt your story.
No, we were
right. I'll get back.
I was going to say, you're going to want to go back. And
oh, by the way, everyone drink. That's on the bingo.
I got water today. I'll stay up.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little scratchy throated over here. I'm feeling this pollen and what have you.
I say, it's pollinated out there. For
thick
sure.
on my Jeep. Yeah. Thick.
Yeah, it is.
He's a thicky thick girl.
Bubby has got a thick on his Jeep, if you kids know what I'm talking about there. So we went to, I'm just going to keep on keeping on until somebody jumps in here. We went to a local Mexican restaurant establishment here not too long ago. I'm not going to out them on this one because I'm going to, I don't have anything bad to say about the restaurant. Lovely time.
This isn't the Springfield Special Mexican restaurant.
What?
The Springfield Special.
No, I will badmouth. I will badmouth. What the hell's her name?
Mexican Villa.
I will bad. Okay. Now I'm on sidetrack.
The one or not.
I'm sidetracked right now. Mexican Villa, you can go straight to hell. Okay.
Drink.
I did a thing. So.
Sorry, you talked about this.
No, I know. I'm just back around on the buddy.
I didn't know if that's who he was talking about. Just for my own
Mexican
reasons.
Villa. I don't want enchilada style. Nothing. Soggy tacos.
So you went to a local decent Mexican restaurant.
Salsa. No, I'm now mad. so we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Had our little lunch, and then as you're going out, as per a lot of Mexican restaurants, they've got candy for sale at the front. Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. So you can get some gum, or you can get like a sucker or ring pop in this case. And my wife's like, I'm getting a ring pop. Ring pop costs $1.25. Okay. $1.25 for ring pop. So she had already rung up the order. And then my wife says, I want to get this too. And then she looked down at the computer and then looked at the ring pop and then looked at the computer. And I could see we were in trouble. And she looked at the ring pop and she looked at the computer and she goes, I don't know how to add that in. And the guy who's next to her goes, what? And she goes, I don't know how to add that into the total. And I'm like, it's $1.25. It's $1.25. It was like $31.35. And I was like, you can do this. And she goes, hold on a second. And she goes in the back and she finds a calculator and she comes out with her calculator.
Oh my God.
And then she punches in way too many numbers for being the total plus $1.25. Like, I'm going to say 12 to 15 numbers got punched into that calculator. And I'm like, I'm not even sure at this point if I know what the total is anymore. And finally, she gives me a number and I'm like, close enough, I guess. And I, like, she could have just added a dollar and moved on with her life.
Yeah.
She could have just picked a number and I would have paid it because I wasn't paying that much attention. But instead, we learned that kids these days, can't add simple change to a total.
No. This goes back to when we went to Louisiana and I told you that I stopped at that. I think I've told this story, but we stopped at a McDonald's and there was a sign that said, only managers are allowed to give change to customers. If you pay, it's going to be less than 99 cents, whatever it is, $1. Only managers can give change to customers. I'm like, holy hell. You have hired a cashier.
They can't be trusted.
Not allowed to give change.
Because that dude's like the dude in the back who's just getting extra chicken McNugget and every six piece becomes a seven piece because he don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. I mean, what's happening is like, sir, your total is $7.99. He gives me a 10 and the guy just starts grabbing bills, handing him like, I don't know.
I don't know how this
goes
works.
Back to you.
Here's a 10. Here's three fives and a $2 bill. Is that enough?
What's happening?
I think it's another dollar. Okay.
So
yeah,
I feel you.
But Bobby, how's Parker's? Can he make change and stuff?
No.
Starting a lemonade stand out there. Can he make change for me?
No.
I gotta he's just gonna keep it all.
No. All right.
It's like $1.
What's Parker's first job gonna be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Grave robber. I don't know.
Parker, you heard it here first, boy. Get your shovel. Get to going.
Yeah, he graduated.
There's treasures galore in them graves if you can get into them.
Yeah.
They got wristwatches. They got rings. They got brooches. You can get all kinds of stuff in there. Take it down to the pawn shop. Get you some cash.
Yeah, he's going to graduate. Where are you going? I'm going to Harvard. Where are you going? I'm going to Yale. I'm going to jail.
I'm going to the hardware store. I'm going down to the local cemetery, and I'm going to get rich.
Yeah.
Gold fillings. Don't forget them gold fillings, Parker. Oh, yeah. Get in there and get them.
Great.
No, come on. All right.
I don't know.
Let's. All right, Parker. I know you're going to be listening to this at some point because Bubby and you guys didn't know this, but last week we learned that Bubby and Parker listened to the episodes together.
That's good. You can monitor it that way.
It's family bonding time.
I feel like we learned that a while ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
How about this?
Well, we were talking about the date.
We talked more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I. How about this? I learned last week that Bubby and Parker are listening to the thing together. So, okay. Parker, I want you to chime in with your answer here, but we're going to guess.
We're going to go around here and guess. Bobby's already guessed. He's gone with Grave Robber. Bold choice. But we're going to guess what Parker's first job is. Now, I would like to take this seriously.
Yeah.
Tyler, what do you think Parker's first job is going to be?
I could see him following in his father's footsteps. I could see him working at a car wash.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Visit?
Yeah.
I could see following the family footsteps.
That seems like a good gig, right? You've done it, Bubby, right?
Yeah, it's great.
That's where cool I see job. Doing car sense or wiping down something. Just a task. You do this.
Get them lined up and get them come in and hit the hit.
Whatever
the
thing. It is, you do this to every car. Every car that comes by, you do this.
The problem is, a lot of those car washes don't do service like that anymore.
Some of them do though.
Baloney.
Well, they're disappearing. Like even the one on.
Where's Randy?
On
where's Randy managing?
He's managing the. The Jiffy Lube.
Time to call in a favor, Bubby.
Right?
All right.
Come on, Randy. Let's go.
Come on, Randy. I know you're out there listening. All right. So Tyler's gone there. Amanda?
What?
If I could pull you away from Bubby's copy of 50 Shades of Grey over there.
There's a lot of stuff highlighted.
there's a lot of question marks next to those words.
Talking about words or images here.
What?
There's no images in this book.
No, all the images are in your mind, Tyler. By the way, I just want to say that book started out as a Twilight fanfic.
Yeah.
And then became the mega multi-billion dollar selling book that it became. Started out as a Twilight fanfic.
Interesting.
Piece of trivia for you.
Didn't know that.
Amanda.
You might be the only one.
Burn.
What job do you think will be Parker's first job?
Parker told me that he wanted to be a janitor when he was younger, and I think that'd be a good job for him.
You know what? There's money to be made in the janitorial services.
He loves keys.
Yeah.
Oh.
He told me he wanted to see what was behind all those doors. All
right.
Go for it.
This all seems like a good plan here.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Own that, right?
You're right.
You own your little world of whatever.
Right.
Just got to clean.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to do it at home.
I was going
to
say.
This might as well do it somewhere else.
This might become a problem. Well, mine involves Parker's going to get his driver's license, and Bubby's going to buy him a vehicle, okay?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
No,
I'd like to think I do.
Okay. I want to hear what you thought I was going to say here, but I think Parker's going to start his own, junk business.
Oh.
I think he's going to go around picking up all them lawnmowers and gas grills and what have you. See, sitting out on the side of the road, taking them and getting them. Turned in for scrap metal and making you know what, if you like put the time and effort into it, them junk monkeys, they're out there making a crap ton of money. They've scammed me out of money a couple times.
You get paid to pick it up and then you go scrap it.
100%
Sanford and Son,
like Sanford and Son. That's Bubby.
Worked
Bubby
out for Parker, him.
That was old school right there.
Yeah. All right, what were you thinking I was gonna say when he got the
dispensary deliverer?
Oh, that'd be a good one too.
I thought you were gonna say Uber.
No, that's not a good plan. No. Parker, Uber ain't for you. Now, dispensary delivery, that might be for you, though. That's also a good job. It pays well, too.
Yeah. So those are our thoughts.
Or I'll also throw out, because I keep saying I'll go do it one day, you go to Big Slice and you get paid $20 an hour to slice them pizzas.
Ugh. Right.
You don't have to like the pizza.
I'm not even good pizza.
No, but.
You ain't got to eat it.
Here's
they
the deal.
They pay you $20.
$20 an
not
hour.
To eat it.
And how stressful is that job, Bubby? What's the worst thing that's going to happen in your day? Like someone says, I don't like this pizza, and you make a different pizza?
You're like, oh, okay.
All right, here's you want this one instead? Because I don't care.
Yeah, I'll go feed this to the cats.
I'll sit over here and eat this myself. I don't give a rat's ass. How many bites you took out of that? Not many?
$20 an hour. You know what I would have done in high school for $20 an hour?
Like, right, well, that ain't the same amount of money, though.
Nah, it's true, but I don't think it's increased as much. Like, I think, I still think it would be more than what I would have made in high school.
Right, Bubby. Let's play a fun game. How much you get paid at the car wash?
Like $5.87.
Yeah, I was gonna say my first job was probably around $5 an hour.
Yeah, that was a bagger at the grocery store, and I made probably six something.
Hey, that was my first job.
Yeah, Albertsons,
Piggly Wiggly.
I don't think they're around anymore.
My first job in Branson was two shows a day, 6 days a week. For $350 a week.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
You did what?
I did two shows a day, 6 days a week, for $350 a week.
Sorry, I had to hear it twice.
And that was what? That was a raise from where I accepted that job at $300 a week. I got promoted to run the fly rail at that particular production, and that came with a $50 a week pay bump because I had experience.
Yeah.
But I had originally hired as a spotlight operator, and that paid $300 a week.
You couldn't buy gas with that amount of money to get there and back, let alone anything else.
No. Now, no. No. Back then, though, I also remember this. This is when I first moved to town. There was a gas war going on, and gas got down to about 62 cents a gallon because mm-hmm. I was really hoping it would get down to 50 cents a gallon, like at one gas station for one day. And then I'd go take a picture in front of that sign, and I'd be like, back when I was young, that gas used to be 50 cents a gallon. But they were for one day at a gas station, like out in the middle of freaking Hollister or something. But it never got that low, but it was cheap because I could like fill up on $10 and that was good for like a week. Mm-hmm. And I lived out in the middle of nowhere when I first moved to town. When I first moved to town, I got the newspaper. This is how old I am. And this was not that long ago. I got the newspaper out and I start going through the housing ads in the back of this newspaper. This would have been the Branson Tri-Lakes News at the time. And I found a place that had... it was rent and all utilities, and that included cable, was $300 a month, which was cheap.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was cheap because you had to go drive out to Blue Eye, make a left, go past Black Oak Amphitheater all the way down to Baxter, hit the state park, make another left, up over the hill to the lake, and you're going to stay in one of them old A-frames from way back in the day when this yep. place used to be popular.
You did that?
Yeah, for like a whole year.
But $300 a month.
I drove from Branson out to Baxter, which is like a 45-minute drive.
That's a hike.
Yeah, through the woods at night, like dark, curvy backwoods roads to stay at this place. This is the one where the neighbor used to come out and shoot at the lake. So out there, just the middle of nowhere. And it was also furnished. And I could tell you right now how nice that furnishing was. It was not.
It was not.
And at this point in my life, I would not sit on that furniture. But back then I did.
So. Okay. I have you beat.
All right. I'm in. What do you got?
Okay. So not distance wise, but I paid $200 a month.
Okay.
Utilities included.
All right.
Starting out, I had my own bedroom, my own bathroom. I just shared the rest of the house.
Okay, so this was a roommate situation.
Yes, so the owner of the house had two rooms for rent. And so once he rented the other room, then I had to share a bathroom. But until he did, I had my own. Anyway, it was located right behind the Grand Palace.
Oh, so conveniently located at least.
Yes. What's the road behind the Grand Palace goes behind it. Not parallel, but I can't think of the name.
The Yellow Route.
Down by the Thousand Hills Golf Course.
Where the dinosaurs are? Dinosaur golf is down there. Yeah, that road.
Well, further down.
Oh, that is like Red Route or Yellow Route. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that is.
I don't know.
Down there, it's where that house that's got like the colors. Got like the American flag tiled shingle roof.
Sure, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
so it was off that road, but
so that's pretty close to town.
House, you know, you could see the Grand Palace.
That's like a 5 minute drive backside, or something.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, it was when I first moved here. It was
$200, huh?
Yeah, $200 a month.
And you didn't get molested or nothing?
Oh no, he was a good guy.
Okay,
he's a pretty good dude. Nice.
He's a godfather of my son.
Had a little Yorkie named Whiskey.
Oh, there you go.
It's a cute little dog.
All right, Ty, what's your cheapest apartment living?
Oh, man. The cheapest apartment living? To be honest with you,
Tyler's always lived big.
I never had an apartment.
What?
I mean, No, I never had an apartment. So I left...
Tyler, independently wealthy, yeah, just bought a house as soon as he graduated.
His parents are here.
I left home.
Uh-huh.
I went to school the same place where my brother went. So my dad decided that he would buy a house up there and let us live there.
Must be nice.
So I came right. So I came back and then my brother and I bought a house together.
And then you.
And then my wife and I got our first apartment, our first house. So nothing cheap, first of all.
Okay.
The cheapest I think was like $600 a month.
Okay.
It was when I got the house. But I was never in a situation on my own in an apartment where it was.
I feel like you've missed out.
You missed out. Yeah.
I feel like I did too.
I lived in a bunch of shady places when I was living in Virginia.
I feel like I should. Should I move out and go try that for a year?
Yeah. Tell
Boot that.
Tell Boot you're going to move out.
Spread my wings a little bit, honey.
Right.
At 38.
Gotta sow my oats before.
Yeah. Right. I just want to know what it's like.
So, yeah, I don't have a good story.
It's my backup safety apartment. She'll really like that. Right, how about you, Amanda? What's your, you ever had cheap living?
I just want to tell you about my trip.
Okay.
She's ready to get it on.
All right, Amanda's out on apartments. Let's just say that Amanda once lived in the Taj Mahal. It was real nice, and she stayed there for 6 months. Anyway, Amanda?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about your trip?
Okay, good idea.
Hold on, I'm going to hit the button. All right, Amanda's trip. Since there was no segue to that at all.
So I went to Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach, north or south?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yep.
Did you stop at south of the border on the way?
No.
Okay.
I flew.
Oh.
They didn't stop.
Way better. They got a layover. They got a layover at south of the border there.
It's like, who's that comedian that used to talk about being a flight attendant on a helicopter? Like, can I get you some snacks or something? Yes. Then we're going to have to land.
So sorry. All right, so you were flown out first class to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yep. It was a good time.
The end.
All right. Well, I'm glad we halted the podcast for that.
Screeching.
So is this a work trip?
Yeah, it was a work trip.
Okay. And what is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina that work is interested in going and looking at?
Southern gospel people.
Oh.
It was That's thrilling.
Less fun.
Musical groups.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite roller coasters has been relocated to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh. From
King's Dominion in Doswell, Virginia.
What roller coaster?
It was called the King Cobra. Back in the day. I don't know what it's called there, but I saw it one time we were down there, and I asked the dude who was running, I was like, is this from King's Dominion? He goes, yep, same coaster. So it is a launch vehicle that goes straight out, through a loop, up a hill, comes back down the hill, through that loop again, up a back hill, and then parks back in the thing. Total ride time, like 32 seconds.
Yeah, there's one in Kansas City or St. Louis like that called the Boomerang.
Yeah.
It goes,
yeah.
Yep. It's real quick, and there was never a line.
Yeah.
All right, so they fly out to South Carolina. Highlights of the trip.
Along with other work friends, I assume?
Some work people.
Good.
Was it a convention?
It's not really a convention. It's a Southern gospel sing.
Hoot Nanny.
A concert.
All right.
A doings. I don't know.
They called it Singing in the Sun.
Okay.
Good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
Right?
All nudists.
All indoors.
All indoors. All
lots of lotion.
Lots of old wrinkly lotion skin.
Yeah.
It's a flatulence choir.
The hotel I stayed at had a lazy river. And when it comes to hotels, that is the most important to me.
No, you don't have to tell me. I am well aware of the greatness that involves the lazy river at a hotel.
It's pretty great.
I've paid extra for many hotels just to get to that lazy river for my wife.
Yeah. And it was nice. This one was indoors.
Oh, so you didn't even have to get out there and let the evil sun beat on you.
Nope. It was nice.
It shouts out to the hotel?
No.
Okay. Screw you.
No.
You don't get your name. You'll know who you are, though. Probably the only one that has a lazy river.
No. There's more to come.
Oh.
But anyway... I did go out to the beach some and walked on the beach, and there were a lot of jellyfish. So it was like, not going in that water.
Welcome to South Carolina.
Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah.
But they're
not man of wars, but they're pretty big.
Are they?
They apparently do have, because once I saw a couple, I was like, what kind is that? What kind is that?
Fish, don't get close to it.
I forget what they're called.
King Sting.
No. They're. not super intense. Like, you get stung. Like, I mean, it's a jellyfish, so it's going to be painful, but not as bad as it could be. But they do, they did on the website, they're like, we do have man of wars. Oh, so if you see them, stay away from them.
You want no part of that man of war. Like, the only worst thing is to go to, like, Australia and meet any animal there. But other than that, yeah, that man of war. That when I was growing up, we used to go down to the Virginia Beach and to Myrtle Beach a lot. Uh-huh. And every summer, there'd be, like, a big chunk of the summer that, like, yeah, there's man of wars all in there. Yeah. Be careful.
It's, like, later in the summer.
No, I've never
been stung. He probably would have died.
Yeah, man of wars, I've not. I've been stung by, like, a little baby jellyfish.
Yeah.
And that sucked enough. I didn't need no bigger part of that. You learn your lesson quick with jellyfish.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to jump around a little bit in the story.
You do it.
But there were... that's you. It keeps doing that.
Yeah.
There were jellyfish. And so they kind of looked... They were like kind of clear. And they kind of looked like mushrooms almost. Like, they were kind of clear and then kind of like opaque as it got towards the top of it. On the top, it was like... big brown blob.
Now this is all, like, laying on the beach.
Yeah, or like rolling in the water. Like, you could see them like turning up in the water. And so on my last night there, it was like the sun was setting and the waves were getting really loud. So I like looked out the window and I saw like 10 jellyfish like kind of on the surface of the water. I was like, dang, it stirred those up. There's a lot of them out there. And then they started yelling and I was like, oh, it's like 10 teenagers.
But they all, man, it's like, where's my glasses at?
With like tanned shoulders and then like their dark hair, because they were just like, they were way out in the water.
Jellyfish hats on.
They looked like, yeah. I made myself laugh. I was like, not jellyfish.
Look at all them jellyfish. Teenagers. Look at all them teenagers.
Look at all them. Never mind.
Right. How much did you have to drink?
Dude, damn kids, get out of my ocean.
I didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. The sun was setting and it was like, really like misty out there at the time. Oh. And I was like in my room, like high up and like a ways away.
But. Beach facing, I might add, room.
Right.
Yeah.
With balcony?
Beach.
With balcony.
So fancy.
It's Myrtle Beach. Nothing's that fancy.
Okay. We'd have been staying three blocks back and you could hear the ocean kinda.
Yeah.
So as someone that has not been to the ocean a ton and is obviously a Midwest boy, what does a jellyfish sting equate to?
It's sharp and stingy and like tingly.
Yeah, on the website, like, so the lowest is like those, I don't remember what they were like called, but the mushroomy looking, like they're pretty big jellyfish. Those are like, make you feel like kind of tingly or like something's pricking you.
Like an electric type tingle.
Nettles. You ever get into the nettles?
I have not.
Okay. It's kind of that same like stingy kind of prickly feeling.
I'm just curious. I've never been in that situation.
So. Yeah. And I guess it just intensifies from there.
Yeah. You get
full
that.
On
yeah. That man voltage. Of war thing, dude. Yeah. It's like,
supposedly the box jellyfish thing will kill you. Like can.
Yeah. So will the man of war.
So I don't know what their sting consists of, but that's more than I want
to. You know what to do. Right. You know what to do if you get stung though, right?
Yeah. You pee on that jellyfish and go, take that,
you
bastard.
Don't pee on it.
No, you pee on the jellyfish. You don't pee on your sting. You just pee on the jellyfish to assert dominance.
Oh, I see.
I'll show you who's the boss, jellyfish.
The website did say in,
I think you're bigger
than in bold letters, do not grab jellyfish with your hand.
Okay, good. Do not touch the fire directly.
Right.
Don't put your hand inside the tiger's mouth.
Right.
I'm sure so many people have just been like, oh, it's on me, and like just reached down and like grabbed it.
Yeah.
Surely.
Dumb people got to have warning labels now.
Right.
We're not just willing to let them die anymore, I guess.
But anyway, fun adventures.
Yep.
That's awesome. We're glad you're back.
Thanks.
get it.
I had great fun trying to get back. I was supposed to leave yesterday morning at like, I had like a 5 a.m. flight.
Oof.
But there were storms the night before and then it was kind of stormy that morning. And we had one of those situations where they're like, we are not loading this plane till two people volunteer to not go on this plane.
That's
and it, was it a standoff?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, nope, fuck you. I'm going.
Yeah.
Were they
and
offering
I was like,
vouchers?
Money? Yeah. And I was like, whatever. I will not go on this plane. I'll go later.
How much,
whatever.
How much did they pay you to stay off that plane? You tell the people at home.
I took $700.
That ain't bad. Yeah, that ain't bad.
And first class.
Take that money.
And first class.
Yeah, you did.
Take that money.
On a company trip.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever.
Might as well.
Yeah, right? I got nowhere to be.
Yeah.
You could have called into this podcast. We would have been mad at you $700. Well, not only
that, you ain't got to tell your employer. Be like, ah, yeah, I got delayed.
Too late now. She already did.
Yeah.
No, I already did.
But $700 ain't bad.
No, that's your money.
Yeah. So I... but then I had nothing to do. I had checked out of my hotel.
Right. So now you're just
like at 3 a.m. So yeah. I was like, what am I going to...
And
like,
they're not going to let you on until the next day?
Well, okay. So I was most mad about... okay, let me go back to go forward. So the guy was like, okay, let me get everybody on and then I'll rebook you. I was like, great. And he's like, I cannot rebook you for today. And I was like, great.
I wanted to wait till I got everyone on the plane before I told you I'm going to screw you over.
He was like, but I can get you on the same flights tomorrow, like same time, everything.
Mm-hmm. And you're and like, how like, about not 5 a.m.?
No, I said, that's fine. Because I just wanted to get back. Because sure. I would rather just start the process. So if something's delayed or something happens and it's right. not like midnight when I'm getting
home. You
mean
when something's delayed? Because right.
Yes.
Did they get you? Did they at least get you a hotel as well?
No, I didn't like work for a hotel because I have so many points. So it's just like, I'll go where I want to go.
Man is living a big life here.
The thing I was most upset about is I had just turned in my rental car and then I couldn't get a rental car. And so I spent way more money getting an Uber than I would have on a rental car. So I was mad about that. And I had a really nice rental car.
What'd you have?
I had a 2024 V8 Mustang convertible.
Oh, convertible.
Ooh. It was very nice.
Fancy.
It was fun.
It's no standard Tacoma. But
that's what I'm saying. It's not the world's smallest Tacoma that can't run the radio and the gas at the same time.
Makes for a good story, though.
Smash down the gas and the radio skips. Weird.
The scenery was beautiful.
I was sad about that. And so I was like, well, now it's 5 a.m. and what am I going to do until 5 a.m. tomorrow? So I hung around the airport. I watched a movie.
I got 24 hours, so I guess I'll just hang out here.
Well, I hung out there because it was 5 a.m. Right. I was like, if I can get an Uber now, but where am I going to go?
Yeah. Right.
So
Waffle House.
McDonald's.
Right?
Just but walk see, the
this
city.
Whole trip too, because it was kind of in an off season for Myrtle Beach because we were between spring break and summer.
It's not Memorial
so
Day yet.
So things were not open when they said they were going to be, you know, that kind of stuff.
Bumper
so,
boats ain't running.
No.
Right? So I watched a movie and then I got an Uber and then I went and got breakfast and then I was like, I guess I'll go see a movie. And so I went to see a movie.
What movie did you go see?
I went to see the longest movie available.
Dune.
Dune Part 2.
Yeah, that'd be it. Have you been part of the Dune franchise yet, Tyler?
No, I have not. I haven't watched the old one. I don't know anything.
I haven't watched any of it.
Pack a freaking sandwich. It's going to be a hot minute while you're in there.
Bag of Cheerios.
It didn't feel that long.
Like, you're going to go to the Alamo. Go ahead and get some food while you're
there. Did you watch Part 2?
Yes, I've watched them all.
It didn't feel that long.
No, the Part 2 is not bad. First one gets a little draggy in the middle. Yeah. Number 2 is pretty good. The original one. If you get a chance,
I've seen the preview, like the trailer. It's weird.
No, not the most recent one and two here. I'm talking about you need to go back.
Yeah, like the 80s.
Like the 80s with David Bowie.
Yeah, okay? I watched the trailer for that. It's weird.
That movie is batshit crazy. Okay, and it used to be on TV all the time. They'd run it, and you have to put like 5 hours of your day out of the way to watch that fucking whole movie. And I've watched that movie so many times, and that movie is batshit crazy, and it is like late 70s. Early 80s to a T. And it's...
Oof. Everything's real hazy looking.
Oh, everything. As my wife calls them, fuzzy movies. Yeah, and there's a little girl in there who plays the sister of the main character, and she talks in a real crazy-ass voice, and the Kwisatz Haderach. Yeah, there's a lot of weirdness in that movie. I'll tell you that right now. If you get a chance to watch that movie, watch it unedited because it's fun.
Do you need to watch the first one to watch the others?
No.
Not really, no.
I mean, there were a couple of moments where I was like, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Why would you start?
You can understand it enough.
Yeah, you can watch the first one online now for free and then catch out the second one.
I get it, and I know what's going to happen in the third one.
What movie
did
you watch in the
end? Let me tell you right now, you do not know what's going to happen in the third one, because it gets real weird after this. So the first two movies are one book, and that's the good book, okay? Then it starts getting a little weird. Then it gets real weird. So a friend of the podcast, Tim, read all the books. And there was a point where he looks at me and goes, I think I'm going to have to quit reading these books. I'm like, why? He goes, it gets real gay after a while. Like, like unnecessarily so. And I'm like, oh, okay. I could spoil some future stuff here, but...
I'm never going to watch
my one movie. Watching of this movie, it was very weird. Like, it is a world that does not make sense to me.
Oh, no. There's nothing about that word that makes sense. So no. In that movie, there's some big giant sandworms. You probably know that from the trailers or whatever else.
I had no idea.
Okay.
And I saw these and I was like, what are those things?
Oh, yeah. So these big sandworms, and they're like skyscraper bigs, right? And they like rule. They're like the main life form on this planet, and they create the... all right, this is just a fun recap of this book now. They create what's called the spice, which is what everyone's on this planet for.
Oh.
And the spice is what's used because they don't have technology. They do it all with humans because there was a robots and there was an uprising and then the humans and the robots fought, so there's no more technology. So now they make the people the technology. I don't know. All that's to say, the spice makes it so that they can travel between worlds.
Okay.
And so whoever controls the spice controls the universe. That's one of the catchphrases.
I didn't know what the spice was.
Right.
But
so that's the spice. The worms make the spice. So this guy,
the worms aren't evil. They're just a
thing. No, they're just a thing.
Oh, okay.
They are the MacGuffin of this entire experience.
Okay.
So there's a prophecy about the Quetzalcoatl coming. They say that word so many times.
I don't think I heard that word once.
Oh, in the original one, okay. They just say it all the time. So there's that's like the coming of the Messiah kind of thing here. And so this kid who's the main character of this thing is supposedly going to become this. What they don't tell you is later on in those books, he becomes a giant human sandworm, version of this.
That's like weird.
Yeah, no, it's real weird. And the sandworms travel by sucking in sand and then pooping it out. And he becomes one of them, and then he travels through the sand doing the same thing. It gets real weird after these. So I don't know how they're doing the rest of these movies, because it's going to go off the rails, and people are going to be like, I'm going to need my money back, because this movie does not make any sense.
It's crazy.
So that's coming up. So look forward to that, kids.
Yeah.
So you saw the movie.
So I saw the movie.
I get easily distracted.
I know. And when it was over, I was like, well, now... Now it's 10 a.m.
It's like when we went to Idaho.
Right.
But then I found a hotel and I was like, I'm just going to try to go over there. Oh, plus my luggage was already on the plane. So my luggage was gone.
Oh, shit. Oh,
so I went.
So they loaded everybody up on the flight, told you couldn't make
luggage,
it.
My luggage, yeah.
Right, and then went, you're not going to get out today. And by the way, we sent your luggage along without you.
Yeah.
It'll be 24 hours ahead of you.
I was like, whatever. I figured it was gone. It's fine.
All right. So now you got to get new clothes.
So I got enough stuff and I was like, and I'm getting a new swimsuit. So I went and got like the cheapest swimsuit I could find. And then and it was kind of a sucky day. It was like rainy,
right,
and cloudy and kind of cold. But I was like, whatever, I'm gonna try to go to the hotel and hopefully they has a pool.
Right.
And so I picked a hotel with my points.
Okay.
Got to the hotel, was able to get in and get into a room. And
at 10 in the morning,
which it was really like 1 or something.
Had lunch.
Yeah, I did not have lunch, but, I watched a movie about sandworms.
Okay.
So
she wasn't really hungry. After
no.
That.
Yeah, no. It's real dry. You're just thirsty. You're real thirsty. After that.
And I was like, okay, well, and I looked out went out on the balcony. I was like, oh, nice view of the ocean. I was like, oh, and there's a pool. And I was like, and there's a lazy river.
What? You doubled down on the lazy river.
Nice. So I went, and this one was outside.
Okay.
So,
heated?
No.
Oh, boo.
So I went down, and I walked along the beach a little bit, and then I was like, I'm going to go on the lazy river. And I walked, as I was walking back to the hotel from the beach, I was like, that is a huge lazy river. And that lazy river went like the length of the like hotel, like around, in a loop, and then it looped and went under this canopy and looped like four more times. Like,
oh shit.
In under an awning.
That's like a theme park ride.
Yeah.
It was so great.
Free tubes.
That thing forever.
You didn't have to buy the tube or rent the tube or nothing.
Tubes were there.
Moral of the story. Lazy Rivers.
Lazy Rivers are awesome.
No, 100% Lazy Rivers are the way to go.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Lazy River podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
It was great. I love a lazy river.
No, my wife is like refuses to travel unless there is a lazy river in the experience somewhere.
Yeah.
We're going to Vegas here not too long. I do not think there's a lazy river.
I don't think you want to go on that lazy river.
No, that lazy river is full of hypodermic needles and floating corpses. And, no, I don't think you want to get in any body of water in Las Vegas.
It's not water, it's just full of hooker spit.
Yeah, just hooker spit.
And tears.
And tears of all the people who have lost their money. Yeah, I don't think any body of water in the greater Las Vegas area is fit for habitation.
No.
Not unless you want to get pregnant.
I'm going to say you go to Lake Mead, but it's probably not enough to float in.
Right, to get wade through that, I guess.
It'll be like the water of life from Dune. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The water of life.
Yeah.
Like you get it in your eye and the world's changed.
Yeah, the bright blue eyes and everything. Yeah. You're missing out, Tyler. We're going to the Hoover Dam, though. Maybe there's some water behind there. No, that's Lake Mead, isn't it?
Yeah,
there ain't no water back there. I'm going to look and see how little water there is when I get there.
Look for the hats. Like I said, you look down over that thing, there's just hats everywhere.
I'm going to look. Nope.
Better not.
No. It's got a string so it won't go over the side.
Just real tight.
I'm gonna maybe I'll take a work hat, though, and whip it over there for free advertisement. All right, Park. You got a Parker story?
All right, Parker. Got a Parker story?
Yeah, I'll talk about Parker.
All right. I'm assuming that was the end of the trip for the most part.
Yeah. I'll tell you some other stuff.
No. I'm not backing out now, Bubby.
No,
screw
I'm
you,
not
Parker.
Gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you when we're not recording.
Oh, I see. Oh. Hooker spit and tears. Got it. Now I see where we're at. All right, Bubby. Hold on. Parker.
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 I need a photographer.
Parker.
Brock beat you to it.
Parker. Oh, yeah.
I got to fight that stupid thing.
So I told Parker that you had said that the cruise would be a great opportunity for him to
meet young ladies.
Take advice.
Yeah.
Your advice.
So Bubby's taking Parker on a cruise. Since you guys haven't heard the podcast because it hasn't posted yet. Yes.
And he just got the biggest smile on his face and he goes, "What do you mean?"
What do you mean, Dad?
Dad R.
Yeah. So I had to say, that, women or girls there would be looking for adventure and all that. And it'd be a great opportunity.
Just to be left alone.
You need to walk his ass to the topless deck and not say a word.
There's no topless. No, they're not going on that kind of cruise.
There was on ours, and it was just a regular cruise. It was like a whole separate,
What cruise line were you on?
Carnival.
Oh, that explains it. The Walmart of the seas. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
It probably was. Yeah. Yeah, my mom booked it, so I'm sure it was.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's the Walmart.
I thought you were going to say Virgin.
Groupon. No, Virgin, they don't let kids on.
That's what I'm saying. They don't let.
Which one are you going on?
Royal Caribbean.
Okay. You going on the big ship?
It's...
the Oasis or the...
It's
Wonder?
Freedom of the Seas. So
Freedom.
Freedom Class.
Okay. Them some big boats.
Yeah. It's got slides.
There you go. So he's excited.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to pick up some chicks while I'm out here. Now he needs to practice, though. Like, he's got to practice his pickup lines and what have you. Is telling the you got to get him a good joke.
Yeah.
Or a bad joke. But a good, icebreaker joke. One, good or bad, either way.
Nice shoes.
No, that is not, A, not a joke, and B, it's only got to work once. It's an inside joke. And write to the podcast, and we'll explain it to you in an email.
So that's not the story, but what I wanted to talk about is here recently he's has started taking some antibiotics.
Okay.
A little bit of infection he's got, and that'll clear it up, but it's a big blue pill, and it's a little bit bigger than his ADHD pill he has to take every day.
Okay.
And so the problem is it gets stuck in his back of his throat, and he can't swallow it.
Mm. Yeah, put in a piece of cheese.
So he... So he spit out like three of them in the trash before I before I knew it.
Those are expensive too.
Yeah. Yeah. They're,
and you got to take them all.
Like, yeah. You're not supposed to be skipping them anyway. Yeah. That'll jack you up if you skip them.
So finally got, he spit one out today and finally got him didn't get him to take one after all. He had a hard time with his ADHD pill then after that, because mentally he's thinking, you know, all the pills are big and he can't swallow them.
So right.
Finally got him to swallow the
regular
pill. ADHD pill, but he's had to waste one of them before we could do that. So he's wasted two pills today so far.
You got to get one of them blow guns that they do for the dog.
And put it in my mouth and just blow it
right into the back of his throat. And he's like, and then he's got to swallow it. Like, there's no getting around.
Well, we
wrist rocket. Chip a tooth.
So
here, right here, I'm going to show you.
My niece has the same issue. Like, she can't, she has trouble. Like, I'm old. Yeah. How many pills you take at night, Bob? Here we go. Welcome to the Old Man Podcast, where we're going to talk about our medications. How many pills you take at night, Bobby?
I take one at night.
Okay.
Plus my sleeping pill. And then
that's two pills.
That would be two.
That's not prescribed.
I'm not saying prescribed. I'm saying how many pills are you taking at night?
Neighbor Dave right. over here giving you sleeping
pills? I thought you were saying
no, not medication. No, how many pills? How many capsules and right, caplets so and I'll what
say,
have you do you take?
I'll say two to three. Yeah. Depends on how many sleeping pills I need.
Oh. What kind of sleeping pills are you taking?
Over the counter, the Dextro.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Tape, so the sleep aid.
Yeah. Tyler, how many pills are you taking?
Two.
Okay. Amanda, you got
two. Two little bitty ones.
Yeah.
I got like six.
At night?
Yeah, well, I've got the two medication ones. Then I've got a vitamin. Then I've got fish oil I have to take as well. That thing's not fucking, that's a beast of a freaking pill.
I quit taking it.
And then usually I'll take like an ibuprofen or two because my shoulder and my neck are all jacked up because I'm old. So it's like five or six pills every night that I'm taking. And I'm to the point now where I don't even really need water for that shenanigans. I could just shove that whole mass of pills in my face and just take it on down. Yeah. Like there comes a point where you just stop caring about
that.
The
key though, if Parker has an issue, is you get a little bit of water in your mouth first.
So take a sip, then put the pill in.
But the problem is he puts the pill to the side of his tongue.
Well, if you get it wet, it's not it won't stick.
But we can't
flip
get
this from your cheek and gum there, Parker.
Yeah. The big one, we can't get him to get to stay in the middle of his tongue. He wants to push it over on the side of his tongue.
I'm telling you, put some peanut butter on it.
Drink
put
water.
A piece of cheese in that. He'll get it. It works for Dudley.
I was gonna say, if she don't, my golden retriever will, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Dudley's got a fucking horse pill. He's got to take it to like a joint supplement thing, and he does not like to take that pill. Mm-hmm. And I put peanut butter on it, and he'll eat it just fine. My wife's not putting up with that bullshit, and she just grabs his face and goes, burr, and shoves that in the back of his throat. He's like, and just has to swallow it or die.
I take a joint supplement.
Do you?
It's not a pill.
Wait, joint? What?
Oh, wait a minute. Do you take a joint or joint supplement?
It's a joint supplement.
Oh, okay. I also take a supplement as well. But I eat that first and then I take the pill. Nom, 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 nom. That's my favorite part of it.
You asked the wrong question, though.
Yeah.
Because you need to ask how many pills you take a day.
Yeah, okay.
At night.
So you're not a nighttime guy. You're like morning pills?
Morning pills.
Okay, but.
Three pills and two gummies.
Okay. Penis pill.
Wait, what?
That's a occasional three pills.
Yeah. Oh, I see. The blue chew. It's
probably the night pill.
Yeah, gotcha. What's okay, so and two gummies? Those your vitamins or your gummies there?
Yeah.
Okay. I tried doing gummy vitamins, but I ended up just going back to like
it's easier just to take it.
The one. I don't know if that does any good for you or not. A lot of people say it's no good for you. You're just going to chuck on through your system and not even do much, but can't hurt, right? So that's my plan anyway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's going to wrap this podcast up. I really appreciate you folks tuning in. If you enjoyed the podcast, feel free to let us know. Or if you didn't enjoy the podcast, feel free to write in a letter and I will read your hateful words about Bubby live on the air. You can reach us at itsallfishandchips@gmail.com. Check us out on our website, itsallfishandchips.com. Hopefully that will still be up. here in the near future because they switched services on me and I went from Google to Squarespace, and we're going to see how that all goes. Check us out on our Facebook group. That's where all the pictures and updates will be posted. Check out, so you can see all the stuff that we're talking about. It's on Facebook. It's All Fish and Chips. We have an Instagram. We have a TikTok. We don't really use them. New videos on YouTube and the Patreon. If you sign up for the Patreon, as always, you'll get a picture drawn by someone here in the podcast, as well as another fun surprise. We've got a $3 tier and a $20 or $25. I don't remember how much it is. I just made it up. tier, that's the sponsorship tier. So check those out if you want to. Anyway, I think that's going to wrap that up. That's all the plugs I got for today. So my name's Thor.
Bobby.
Tyler.
Amanda.
And remember, folks, no matter what you got going on in your life, it's all fish and chips.